Welcome back to Wheel of SNES. If you don't know, we rank Super Nintendo games against themselves to come up with our ultimate list of going through 700 and some odd games. And
you can take this list to the bank because we are not professionals.
Well, I think if you've tuned in before, you obviously know that. But the kick is we don't get to pick the game because everybody wants to play Star Fox and
Mega Man's, Mario's, Donkey Kong.
Who wants to play the Untouchables? I don't.
I didn't. But we did.
We randomize a list and we play what we get. So we live by the will, we die by the will, and we came all the way to season 6, episode 5 ish. Because of the damn double.
There's a B in there.
Okay. The Kirby is 2. I did have Kirby as like 63 and a half. But technically the episode counts off. But I don't give a shit. I'm going to say it's season 6, episode 5, which would be...
Season 5.
That is it.
Which I'm fine with.
So we made it all the way to episode 65 to go boldly. Where no man has gone before.
I was saying a galaxy far, far away.
I was gonna throw a little Star Trek shade up in here.
Nope, I'm going straight into this. We in a galaxy far, far away, boy.
So we did get a classic space game based off
of a very not known franchise.
So instead of it being Star Trek, we did get Star Wars. So. I think there's 3 Star Wars games on the
SNES.
Yeah, I think it's just gonna damn spitball. It's probably, I know we got Super Star Wars, you got the Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, and probably a Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi, if I had to guess. But yeah. Regardless, we got Super Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. But also, if you look at this...
Which is the best of the movies?
I don't know, Return of the Jedi. You got fucking Ewoks in that. And you got, well, I don't know, was it Empire Strikes Back where you got Leia in the gold bikini, or was that the start of Return of the Jedi? Might have been the start of Return of the Jedi. But the way they put this, it almost looks like it's just the Empire Strikes Back.
Let me get the dust out of the way so I can see.
But, you know, they kind of hammer the Star Wars
They use the Star Wars font.
And I do think
Empire Strikes Back gives you the classic sound. The Imperial March.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I do own all of the games, the Star Wars games. So that should be maybe a tip of price charting. So when we foreshadow some price charting, maybe that lets you know, because you know I'm a cheap bastard, even though I do have some expensive stuff.
You say that.
I normally buy stuff very cheap.
Here's the thing. You buy stuff cheap, but you will Magoo your way in to a very expensive thing that you don't mean to.
Yeah, that is true. And I realize, like, I get to the part where it's like, this is where,
like,
I fucked up.
Yeah, it's like on eBay, it's like, oh, this game's going to sell for way more than this. I'm going to bid this amount. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, fuck, I want it.
Or when I bought my boxed Earthbound because it was an investment piece I was going to turn around and flip. And then, hey, you know how many days it's been listed on eBay since I bought it to flip?
And no one's even touched it.
Not one day, because I put it on Facebook Marketplace and people give me fair offers and I'm like, I don't think I want to sell it. So then I've never put it on eBay. So, like, that investment piece is still on my shelf forever now.
That's hilarious.
But anyways, I digress.
I talked to a guy today, by the way.
Yes.
He came in, he plays video games and all that at work, and I told him about what we do. And so we may get a new follower. Mm-hmm. Tim, if you listen to this, thank you for following. Also, go play Untouchables if you don't think it's the worst game ever.
I do think there is a damn game. It is like a car driving game. I forget the name of it. I forgot all about this game, and I seen it on like a random YouTube video, and I do think it is worse than the Untouchables. Okay. Like,
oh, speaking of random YouTube video, I was watching it. Did you know that there's a Speed Racer mix with another game?
No.
Yeah, it's the Speed Racer's Most Dangerous Adventure that we played, which was absolutely terrible.
Okay.
Mixed with another game. So we gotta play that motherfucker again.
Oh, God. Well, we get like 2 extra characters. Is it like Final Fight Guy?
No. It is like Dr. Mario and Tetris. It is 2 different games put on 1 cart.
on other stuff that's unrelated to the game that we're going to play. I will say that I was watching a YouTube video. I think it was Retro Rick was doing like a game room tour.
Yeah.
Of somebody, and this dude had a pretty strong collection. So, I mean, like, when you do a game room tour, everybody's got their best stuff out there. I mean, this guy had some really strong stuff. Like, he had some of the original Nintendo, like, toys before they were making video games.
Yeah.
And he had, like, some really sick stuff, really expensive, and he was very open about it. And he had a World of Nintendo cabinet, and it had his complete in box games. It was box Super Nintendo games.
Yeah.
And on the fucking wall, about shit, let me pull this up, because I am not bullshitting you. On that, do you know one of the games that we fucking played, and it's a big boy? Hang on. Hard-hitting journalism here.
So the big boys I know that we played, Mr. Nuts, Fava Goes West.
I'm going to guess it's complete, because it had the box, which I don't see a whole lot that do. It would have been $1,718 on the damn. And, of course, I don't know. They're editing videos and stuff. Yeah, there was a lot to take in. But the first thing, and they never even mentioned it. Of course, it's probably in some B-roll footage. I'm sure they noticed it. But the dude had a fucking Final Fight guy boxed. The Blockbuster.
Really?
Because I know it, because you've got that iconic orange orange box.
You got the orange box with that. Okay. I was about to say, I knew Final Fight Guy was expensive, but I knew that the Blockbuster was more.
Well, Final Fight was, if you remember, Final Fight is Final Fight, and you got Final Fight 2. Final Fight Guy was the one that was released only to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
So it was like Sculptor's Cut on Nintendo 64. If you were going to play it, you had to get it from Blockbuster, so there was very limited quantities.
Yeah.
I think it did have a small release, but either way, expensive fucking game. And that was how awesome this dude's game room was. And it was just because it didn't even get fucking mentioned.
Yeah.
And I understand. It would have stood out to me.
Yeah.
But the dude had some like really fucking awesome stuff.
Did he have Mega Man X3?
I think he had all the Mega Man's CIB. And don't quote me, because it's been a minute and I was drinking some beer when I watched it, but he also had all the fantastic Nintendo 64s.
Oh.
I think he had some kiosk. He had a fucking Virtual Boy kiosk, I think.
Okay.
Like, the dude was...
He was rolling.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he has the money to spend, and he told a lot of this stuff. He's like, the person knew what he had, but you just don't see it often. I bought it. And that's sometimes what happens to me.
That's exactly what happens to me.
Except I don't spend as much money as that guy did, but I would tell you, I would have spent that fucking money. I don't know where I'd have got it.
Again, you bought a DS2 XL Pikachu theme.
Yeah, I did do that today.
And it's a $500 little console, and they're like, hey, you're here.
Yeah.
Here's this for $200 with all this other stuff.
Look at this and see if you want it. And I was like, yes, ma'am, I do want that. But anyways, let's read the back of the Star Wars box, Josh.
Let me guess. Starts with a galaxy far, far away.
You're absolutely incorrect.
I figured.
It says, will you accept? And now the back of it kind of looks a lot different than any of the other boxes. Like, there's some plain ones and stuff. This one kind of just has like a plain.
Yeah, it's
now,
plain,
of course,
Jane.
I cut off the screenshot I took. I cut off the screenshots because
of Luke or Leia or.
So it says
him crawling out of a tauntaun.
Will you accept the challenge of a Jedi Knight? Pursued across the galaxy, you and Rebel forces now marshal new strength on the remote ice world of Hoth. Although tracked by probe droids, attacked by ice monsters, and confronted by an army of gigantic Imperial walkers, you must not give in. You're the Alliance's only hope. Learn the ways of the Force, then test your skills in this fast-paced, action-packed sequel to the hit game Super Star Wars. And then it's got the bullet points. Sequel to the award-winning Super Star Wars. Well, you know, that's true.
That is true.
12 megabits of action. I can only imagine what 12 megabits like on our cell phone looks like. I know that's way...
Yeah.
Three different player perspectives. Password system.
Yep.
To access higher levels. And packed with cool graphics, sound effects, and music. So, it's fucking Star Wars.
It is Star Wars.
Now, at this time, let's just preface this, because I know you're a little bit younger than me. You had Star Wars, and that was it. Now,
you didn't have the prequels.
Yes. So, in 1999, when I graduated, it was either 98 or 99. I remember being in school, and they re-released the originals.
Yep.
And they were, like, digitally remastered.
Yep.
And then, that might have been 98. So I remember in 99.
It was right before they started in the prequels. Yes. I remember that.
Because in 99, I went to the midnight release of The Phantom Menace. Yep. Which I will still say, one of my favorite Star Wars characters ever that's been dirty dicked is Darth Maul. Darth Maul.
I agree. I like Darth Maul.
And I'll go ahead and tell you, all you motherfuckers hate Jar Jar Binks. There wasn't a whole lot of people hated him in 99. Everybody fucking liked him back then. Of course, you got to think, when were the fucking movies? Like 1980 or something like that?
I think they were late 70s, so, early 80s.
Let's just say we went 17 to 20 years without Star Wars movies. So, and this is Super Nintendo era. There was no movies. You just fucking watch Star Wars, and Star Wars still held up.
Yeah.
So, to get a Star Wars game, people get pretty stoked over it, you know. I don't know that I ever played Super Star Wars or any of them as a kid. I may have, but I don't really recall it. But Empire Strikes Back, Super Nintendo version, released in North America in 1993 of November. I think in December, Japan got it and Europe got it a little later. But this is one of the releases that started, and it makes sense because it's really, I mean, I know it's worldwide, but North America got the first release of it, and then Japan and all that,
which is weird because it's Nintendo.
Normally you think it then moves west, but this one went west and moved backwards.
Yeah.
So it's developed by two people, Sculpta Software and LucasArts. I'm not gonna pretend to know the 100% of the LucasArts, but I know way back when George Lucas was so protective over the properties
that you could not do
shit with Star Wars unless LucasArts was involved.
Yep.
And it wasn't, I don't think that they necessarily told you exactly how you do your job or anything, but they were wanting to make sure that you were true to the Star Wars.
You were keeping the lore.
That the story was right, that you weren't coming up with no bullshit. Now, that's out the window now because Disney owns it.
Yeah.
But at that time, I don't think anybody could make a Star Wars game or even a toy without LucasArts being involved.
Even comic books.
Sculpta Software did a couple of games. They did Doom on Super Nintendo.
That's a good game too.
What, one of the two red carts? Yeah. At Maximum Carnage.
That and Maximum Carnage is what I was about to say.
They did Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 on Super Nintendo.
Solid games too.
In 1995, they hadn't been around, I don't think, too long. I can't remember what year, but it seemed relatively on the timeline of Sculpta Software, relatively.
They didn't do Duke Nukem, did they?
No.
Okay.
I can almost tell you that one, but I can see it in my head, but I can't
come up with
it.
Same, I can see it.
I feel like it's id or ID or whatever it is, but Acclaim bought them in 1995, and when they purchased them, with the shares they purchased at the time was valued around $30 million, and in December 2000, they ended up calling it like Acclaim West. Of course, there's a couple name changes, but in December 2002, they basically closed the doors. I think they said there was about 70 employees at that time. I think they had a couple of unreleased games they were working on. And I think, damn it, there was a game they said they ended up moving to one of the other Acclaim studios. But, you sell for $30 million, you've been around for 7-8 years. Pretty good, in my opinion.
I think so.
Plus, even though if I told you that there was a place that was around for like 7 years and they only made a few games, and I would say, well, it's got to be kind of a crappy game. I mean, they've got a pretty good franchise.
Got a good track record.
So it was published by JVC Musical Industries. I guess you would call this, I'd call it an action-adventure game, but it's side-scrolling for the most part.
I agree.
And just to move on to what the plot of the game is it's pretty much Star Wars. So if I had to explain the game, it kind of follows the Star Wars timeline. Now, I didn't beat the game, so I didn't get all the way through to the end because it's fucking tough.
And also life happens. That's one of our models. We're trying to, we understand that we want to give it a fair shake. And if we really enjoy the game, we will try to beat it if we can. But I would really love to beat this game because I didn't get to. But also, life gets in the way.
This game, I mean, I've devoted enough time to this game to be able to rank it accordingly.
I can rank
it. But, you know, it's just like some of these other games. It's like, I want to go back to this game.
Yeah.
But anyways, the plot of it is basically it kind of follows the Star Wars timeline. One thing that's a little different is I don't know that some of the enemies, you know, they're kind of weird. Like,
okay.
I mean, the droids, like the dang, what do you call them? The probe droids.
Yeah.
They all like Hoth and all that. They look pretty much up there, but then you just get random animals. But at the same time, how many stormtroopers can you really mow down? I don't know. I feel like some of these animals are kind of crazy.
I'm not going to, that, nope. We're just going to.
Okay. Okay. We'll pass that. We'll pass by
that right now.
Okay. So I don't know that it really, like, determine, like, tells you a specific plot, but I can guarantee you, no matter what, is if you're starting as Luke Skywalker, which you are, you're probably going to defeat Darth Vader at the end. That's the idea.
The overall goal,
yeah,
right?
It's the Rebels versus the fucking Imperials. Yeah. And I don't care if you give me a little bit of a different spin on it. But anyways, I guess that's all I've got in the buildup of it. Josh, do you have anything you want to add?
No. Not that I know of. I think we're good. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go straight into the Make It, the number one thing about the Make It is, guess what happens whenever you first turn on that fucking cartridge?
Is it right off the bat, you get Star Wars music?
Yeah, you get Star Wars music.
I do have part right here. That's the very first thing. Right off the bat, you get Star Wars music. And I've got wrote, this has to be a prerequisite for making a Star Wars game. Star Wars game that ain't got some sort of Star Wars music, you're
with
wrong.
With that long, trilling text.
Now that's my next one. Is you got the familiarity of the rolling text. Now,
with the unique font.
Well, the one thing that when I was reading it, as it's going through, I don't know that it's 100% the same, and it might not even be any the same, but I feel like that's the exact shit from Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's almost word for word. It may be paraphrased a little bit, because there's only so much memory you could have done.
Yeah, you're right. There are limitations on this game.
So they maybe shorten it. They may have paraphrased a little bit more. I don't know, but.
So I have it started up, and I'm trying to get some of my stuff topped up here. And, you know, sometimes you run across some fun stuff, or, like, you'll hear something, or you'll be like, man, this music fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, on certain games, I'm just sitting there, and it's like a hit the ice when Allie's like, what's that sound? Yeah. Stop it. Like, I'll just have it playing. I'm over here topping. I'm trying to get some of my outline done, and I look up, and then one thing that kind of caught me there was the high score menu.
Yep. Yoda and number one.
Yoda's number one. I think Chewie's on there. I don't know if it had Han. I forget it. They had, like, you know, they had normal names on there, but there was Star Wars papered through there.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
It was interesting. That was funny.
Because
my first goal was, fuck you, Yoda.
Alright, so here's one that is going to, one of these is going to bring me in to break it, but I'm going to talk about later, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it after. After seeing the still frame photos, the animated sequences are kind of, I guess you would call the cutscenes, wasn't nearly as bad as I thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to come back to the single frame images there. I think it might be the second stage where Luke's talking, and it's basically a framed photo, a single photo with the mouth moving, and that's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
But
overall, it was pretty good.
So, especially after it starts up, and it's like, I don't know about this, man. Like, Aegis caught it. Then when it shows, like, not the initial Star Destroyer coming in, but when stuff starts moving after, I'm like, that's not nearly as bad as what it was looking like a few seconds ago. So, you hit me and set the expectation low, and then you kind of ramped up from there.
Once the animation started kicking in, you're like, okay, this isn't terrible.
I would not say, and it's kind of smart, because if I seen it before, I'd just say, I would probably even mention it. It was just okay. It was just after I seen what it started out at, I was like, oh god, this is bad. Okay, that's pretty good compared to that. So say you set the dang bar low and you over delivered, because I'm like, oh, this is gonna be
horrible. Knew this was going to age, and they went, you know what, we're gonna start you out with something shitty and make it slightly better.
I was thinking of True Lies on that first, like, them scenes.
God damn.
And I'm like, oh god, this is bad.
That was terrible.
It was like all pixelated and shit.
But then we also played a game that done the pretty solid standard images, which was, what was it, RoboCop and Terminator?
Probably, yeah.
where the standard steel pitches were fucking amazing.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like cartoon or comic book style.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Okay. This is probably one of my bigger vacates, but I got to throw it out there because we're talking about the build up of the fucking game.
Yeah.
Your health meter is a goddamn lightsaber.
Which was awesome.
How cool is that?
Which was the shit. A
fucking lightsaber. That was awesome. Now, I
love that. That was so cool.
I will say, too, with that and a lot of the pickups, I really kind of undecided on it. You know, it is. I'm definitely not a break it. I don't know that I would necessarily call it a make it, but just to be noted, the game had a real arcadey feel to
it. It did.
Like, just the motions, all the power-ups and stuff. And,
I mean, we haven't got to talk about this since, I think, season one or two. I like me a top scorer. I like being the top dog of that.
Well, as many damn times as these enemies spawn and stuff, I don't know that you could, like...
Okay.
You could maybe cheese it, because, I mean, you could get it the highest fucking score you want as long as you can survive, because there is no shortage of enemies.
You already brought those enemies up. I'm going to go ahead and bring this right into it.
Or is this a make it or a break
it?
Oh,
this is a make it for me,
okay,
buddy.
Okay. Tell me about your damn enemies.
This is Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Okay.
Or Castlevania. These enemies just keep coming out of the fucking woodwork. Like, you can stand still, and these motherfuckers are showing up.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, after I died and I hit continue, I was, like, typing some more stuff in, and I looked up, and I'm like, God damn, I just fucking died again.
Yeah,
like, some kind of little dick gnat flying around hitting my ass over here.
They do not stop. They are constant. You take, like, 3 steps, and here comes, like, 5 enemies. Like I said, I love that, because it keeps you on your toes.
So, I've got this in here, and I've got a story to put with it, because it's only funny to me. Probably nobody else fucking gives a damn about it, because you had to be there. So,
is it about, like, us playing the soccer game, where we're doing indoor soccer, and it was me and you, where we were playing your team?
It's very similar.
And you're going, oh, no. Oh, no.
It's very similar. So, I've got in here, you get a ride of goddamn...
Tauntaun?
Tauntaun, for God's sakes, what I've got in here. You get a ride of Tauntaun, for God's sake. So, Tauntaun...
I don't know where this is going.
Well, I don't... You may not. So, when they were re-releasing the movies and digitally remastering them, when Empire Strikes Back came out, one of my buddies, Billy, Harold...
Okay, I don't know this one. Okay.
So, we were, of course, nerding out, and even though it was, like, literally, like, 20 seconds of extra footage added,
yeah,
it was still a damn movie we watch all the time. I mean, just kind of talk about Star Wars, you know. We were watching it, like, at least once every couple months, uh-huh, you know, going through the whole series.
It was so good for what it was.
And, you know, they marketed it great.
Yep.
The VHS tapes, you had the 3, it'd have Yoda, or, like, they would have, like...
it was a set.
Yes, yes.
It was a set.
And they looked good, the movie was great, it was well known. So, it was a big deal. So, we went, and after I'd watched the first one, we went to watch Empire Strikes Back. There's a movie theater in Farragut. I don't think it's there anymore, but we used to go out there, and it was kind of the rich one, and they're like, let's go to that one. Okay. And so it's fucking dead of winter, and dude, it's cold as shit outside. I don't think we're even old enough to drive yet, so we may have been 15.
Yeah.
Because I think his parents, if we might have just turned 16, so we're probably talking, you know, 96, 95, yeah, 97, somewhere in that range. And so we go in there, and... we're sitting there, and I'm like, damn, it's kind of cold in here. And so as the previews are going on, they fucking cut it. And they say, hey, we understand that you guys have purchased a ticket, but we have an issue. Our heating units went out in here. And they said, you can leave, and we'll give you a rain check. Or you can stay and watch the movie if you want. We'll still give you a rain check.
And what, which movie is this?
It was the digital remaster of Empire Strikes Back.
No, you fucking do it. You're on an ice planet. Oh, yeah. You're on a fucking ice planet. You fucking
dude. And,
dude,
I'm in there, and I've got, like, a jacket on, and my hands are fucking freezing, dude. Like, I don't take gloves there.
Nope.
And I mean, you know, movie theaters are traditionally cold. Dude, I'm exaggerating it. I swear you can see your breath. I swear you can see your goddamn breath.
If your hands are that cold, yes, you either, A, put them underneath your armpits, or you go at the balls, buddy.
I think I had a sweatshirt. I was pulled over like the damn Unabomber over here. And it's so cold. And we're watching the goddamn battle of fucking Hoth. Yeah. And in the middle of it, my buddy Billy, just very calm. We're just enthralled by the movie. He said, I think I just seen a Tauntaun run by the hallway over here. And I'm like, dude, if somebody had a damn Tauntaun outfit and was running up and down that damn aisle, that would have been perfect.
That would have been
perfect. I'm like, kill that son of a bitch. I'm about to crawl in it to stay warm.
So, fun fact is, I remember that Farragut movie theater. I went there twice before it shut down.
And that's where I went and watched the midnight release of Phantom Menace.
That's where I went and watched Phantom Menace as a kid. I said, I remember that. And then also, I went there and watched one of the Disney movies. I can't remember what it was.
But we made it through that whole movie. And when we went outside, it was warmer outside than it was in the fucking movie. But, you know, there was like, I appreciate it. Everybody was, I mean, it was a big deal. It was a full theater.
Yeah.
There's like 12 people left. We're like, fuck no. We're getting this movie.
We the true ones.
I was like picking up my damn drink and my hands are shaking. I'm glad I can hear the ice rattling because I thought it froze solid. And they're like, dude, the Coke was as ice cold as when.
And then here's also the thing too, is you said you were like 15, 16, around that range. You're not smart, so you're not going to huddle together for warmth.
Well, and at the same time, I'm fat now, but I was like 120 pounds at the time. I didn't have
You didn't have insulation.
I was just over here like, I felt like damn Clark up in the attic of that. But anyways,
That's funny.
I swear, if I was ever going to see a real-life Tauntaun, it would have been in that theater. All right, I've only got one thing to add. To finish up my Make It Josh, I'm sorry, I got the hiccups now. Is there anything you want to add?
So,
or you want me to get mine out of the way when you can carry on?
I love the fact that you had different characters.
Okay, yes.
If you wanted to.
I completely forgot about that because I didn't get to the third character, I don't think.
You only got the Chewie?
Yeah. So what is it? You had Chewie,
you had Luke, Chewie, and Han.
Okay.
Were the three. And you do all... technically unlock them, I guess, the farther you progress in the story and to the missions itself. I like that fact because it gave me a sort of a feeling that you could have a different perspective, I guess. Hey. It's like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game where you got to play as separate characters because it's all supposed to be a continuous thing.
Yeah, like the different characters on the same timeline type thing.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it felt like that. And then also, the other thing that I liked is you weren't restricted to just use the lightsaber as Luke. You had the blaster.
I don't know on any of the Star Wars games before this, but everything was, you know, I mean, even this game now, you go back and look at it compared to where we are now, it's very primitive. But, yes, I don't know that you could ever play as fucking Chewie in another game or as a Han. So, like, to have an option, and there's a lot of Super Nintendo games, it doesn't matter if you like them or not. You're forced into a character. Now, I don't think if there's one person that I think everybody could definitely like Luke. Nobody's ever going to complain, I think, about playing as Luke Skywalker.
But I will.
But to get to play as fucking Han or, you know, a dark side like Lego Star Wars, I love that because you can play as whatever the hell you want.
See, I'm a Sith fan. I want to be Vader. I want to be those guys. But I will say this. The PlayStation game, the PS2 Star Wars game, can't remember what it's called.
There's a lot of them, I think.
They are. I think it may be the Phantom Menace one. Maybe. But you got to choose which Jedi you wanted to be. So you could choose Qui-Gon. You could choose Obi-Wan. Dude, for some fucking reason, Mace Windu's in there.
I think. Because I love this game. And I think it's actually maybe even a PS1 game. The one I'm thinking of, I think, is like Jedi Power Battles or something
that may be...
Because that was like one of the first times you could actually block the blasters.
Yeah, it may be that. Because I can't remember. It was on the PlayStation.
But you're right. You even get... So stupid. I got Mace with the purple lightsaber.
Exactly. Purple's my favorite color, so guess who I used? And then also on top of that, each Jedi had a different attack. Yep. Had a different special. So I do like the fact that I get the character select. I've always loved that. That's like, once I figured out the code for Mario, I never play as Mario. I play as Luigi just because it's something different.
All right, here's my last thing, and you can add anything else after this, is even though I beat up on a lot of games for this, I feel like this game did it plumb-ass backwards, and it worked. So, there's so many games, whether it be like SeaQuest, or I'm trying to think of some of these ones where they try to, like Speed Racer, where you basically got two games put into here.
Yeah.
You got like a racing part, and then you got a platformer, and neither one of them is good. And it's like, why don't you just put all your damn time in here?
Yeah, put I don't know. Put all your time and focus on one.
Now, to be the devil's advocate, I don't know that any mode in this game was exceptional. It was okay. But, you know, I know that they had, you know, you had your speeder levels, you had your platforming, you kind of had your side shooting in a ship. You had, like, you know, you could damn take the AT-ATs down, which I don't know, was that one of the first games that you could even do that? I thought it would have been Phantom Menace, or not Phantom Menace, but I remember the first time that I ever did it was in, and that's why I don't think I played this game as a kid, was in... Damn, the Nintendo 64 one. Shadows of the Empire, and it blew my fucking mind. I didn't know that was even possible. So to be able to do it in Super Nintendo, and you know, all that stuff was cool, and it was good, but they never hit one out of the port. To me, it was just okay. But after I beat up all these games for putting subpar game modes in, it's like, maybe you should just focus on one thing and did it well. I don't think they did anything like excellent, but they did it pretty good. And it really worked.
Yeah.
Like, none of it was, like, blows my mind of how good that actual gameplay was. But as a whole, there was, like, more variety than I expected.
I remember playing that Star Wars arcade game.
There's one for fucking sale. I've seen it because that dude trying to sell me damn arcades the other day.
Yeah.
There's one. It's got issues, but it's got like the damn joystick.
Is it the one where you're on Hoth and you have to drive in between the AT-ATs?
There's three different game modes. I think you play Indoor, Hoth, and there's the one where you're like lightsaber battling.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yes. There is a goddamn arcade machine close to us. Now, I don't even know that it works, and it's like $2,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, please, I'm not even going to message him. I cannot message him because I will fuck up and buy this thing. And I told you about that, dude. I'm going to get goddamn electrocuted by a damn arcade cabinet, and I'm scared shitless of it.
Because that's the only one that I remember. That's the only game that I remember where you got to drive a...
Is it the speeders through Endor?
Yeah, whatever. The speeders through Endor or the... Y-wings or A-wings to take down the AT-ATs and all that.
That is... We're going to come back to that. I'm going to go ahead and say that was my favorite
arcade game.
It's got to be up there.
It's the same here.
And I never got to play it as much because it was one of them where it was like when everything was a quarter of 50 cent, that was like a dollar a
play. Yeah, it was expensive.
But anyways, I've got nothing left on the break it or on the make it, Josh. Okay. I got some break it. So is there anything you got on your heart?
Okay, so I personally enjoyed the controls on my emulator. I don't know how it was for your controls on your SNES Mini.
They were pretty good.
Mine were solid. Like, I mean, there was no delay. There was nothing. I enjoyed that. I also enjoyed the constant onflow of enemies because it made me fully engaged, which turned this into a get-good game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is... To me, this is a definite rental game. Like, I can imagine just being, like, playing this thing, hammering it out over and over. I think by about the third day, I'd probably blow my brains out.
You ready to sleep those rules.
I can imagine being like, God damn, I can't get past this part, Billy. Play this part right here. Like, I can imagine passing a controller back and forth.
See, no, that's me. That is my love, and I'm all for that.
There's no muscle memory. It's just
it's reaction speed.
Yes, it is literally button pressing a lot of times,
It is 100% reaction speed. And I love that. And to the point that this is my make it.
Okay.
Okay.
This is your big one.
No, this isn't my big one.
Okay.
My big one is that it's a get good game.
Okay.
This is a make it that is probably going to dive right into a break it for you that you may not even noticed. I noticed it on level one because I had to test the theory. Okay. The Tauntaun, while you're riding him, you get that extended health bar, right? I mean, it becomes fucking huge.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in that area where the little floor drops out from underneath you, those are spots.
I know there's spots there.
If you jump in there with the Tauntaun, it's an instant death to the Tauntaun. And then if you stay there, it's an instant death to you.
Well, I don't fucking like spikes anyway.
I thought it was hilarious, and I know you hate instant death spikes, so I figure this may roll it right into the break it for you.
Well, I have wrote here fucking spikes, but the spikes, okay. All right, we're going to... I'm coming back to spikes.
Okay.
I ain't ready for fucking spikes yet. and I've got issues with everything concerning fucking spikes. And this may be my ignorance, but you finish up what you got to say.
No.
You done got me fucking triggered over here.
I love the spots. I think that was hilarious because I saw it. And it gives you such a huge delay to avoid them that I saw that happen. And I'm like, wait a second. Are these instant death? And I went back and jumped into it. I purposely killed myself.
Don't worry. I fell into them plenty of times not meaning to, fuck stick. So, I'm ready to jump into breaking now.
That's why I'm bringing you into it, because that was fucking great.
Now, this don't seem so bad since you bring this up. I figured
that you fell into them.
I got in here, the still frame photos kind of suck.
Yep.
Bad.
Yep.
They're bad.
They are terrible.
And, you know, there's other games that it doesn't look that bad on. I mean...
The Terminator RoboCop.
I think this is 94. I don't know. You know, at the time, it was probably state of the art. And I don't know, like, say, when you got LucasArts basically sitting over your shoulder doing this.
Making sure you do it right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's their call, your call, what. But, you know, I mean, that doesn't make the game a horrible game. It's just, it was kind of bad for what it was.
They saved it by transitioning to the animation screens.
Here's one that, this was a pretty big one for me. I hate having to crash down and get a goddamn heart.
I agree.
Like, come on, man. Like, I've got fucking the Galactic Empire on my dick over here. Like, I'm in the galactic war of my life with 6,000 fucking flying insects and damn probe droids. Fucking, and you're going to make me kneel down to pick up a goddamn heart? I need this fucking heart. Like,
fucking birds?
Yeah.
And that's my biggest thing about
that. The goddamn werewolf looking fucking snow creatures?
Yeah. Okay, if I was the werewolf snow creature.
Even the damn stormtroopers, you know?
But no, the fucking birds on Hoth. The fuck are you?
Those goddamn cave fuckers that look like little gnats in the background or whatever, then piss me off.
Yep.
But, you know, I understand, like, you know, when you're killing them, the hearts are popping up, that's cool. But I did not like having to fucking crouch down to get a big heart.
Take a second, crouch, and grab it and go.
Like, hey, I'm not dropping no teabag like it's Call of Duty. We got to go. Halo.
We got to keep going.
It's like, I don't need to say, like, I understand when you show me a heart and it's in a vicarious place. Like, hey, I wonder if I can make it up there, and is it worth it? It's like, you need every goddamn heart you can get in this fucking game. I mean, the game's fucking tough, and I don't even know if I put tough in make it or break it part.
I put it in tough. I put it in the make it.
Yeah, and I don't even know that I put it in either one of those, but the game is fucking hard. It's fucking hard. And I think they probably say this is one of the easier games. I don't know, but it's fucking hard.
If you compare this to Battletoads, this is fucking a cakewalk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's you're correct. I agree 100%. My bracket list isn't that big.
No.
I mean, there's not a whole lot that I have that just, like, I want to get just gush over being so great. But there's not a whole lot of it that's really bad. But
my biggest bracket side of this is the fact that some of the angles that you had to use the blaster or anything at was very weird. Like it didn't work seamlessly it should have.
Well, and this is a game, if you're going to figure it out quick, talk about your angles, talk about the goddamn enemies. This isn't like a game like a Mega Man where you're like, let me move and let me shoot this enemy. You don't fucking stop.
Yeah,
this is no escape. As a Jedi.
Yeah.
Fucking go. Your Tauntaun's taking damage, go.
Just keep going.
That little bitch dies, jump off of it,
use your iframes.
Now,
this game would be amazing with a 360 degree analog. That way you could aim in every fucking direction. But that's where I'm just saying, I don't think this game was ahead of its time because of the whole cinematic thing and everything like that. But I think if this game came out whenever 360 analog came in, this game would be fucking a masterpiece.
So here's one thing I got. Is this game, of course, you got fucking action from the get-go. You're not going to say this game is boring.
Nope.
You're going to say this game might fuck you up.
You fighting for your life.
Yes. But, so there's so much shit going on. for me, like, I play, like, my first couple continues, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can switch fucking weapons. Like, I feel like you should have made this better. Like, okay, I got two issues with the weapon switching. So, number one, you give me a fucking lightsaber to start off. I understand the blaster is important. I want to use a goddamn lightsaber.
Yeah, use, like, the lightsaber 100%.
You don't go through all that training just to shoot your pew-pews, you know? Like, maybe maybe you dual-wield a fucking lightsaber with it. Can you imagine pulling a lightsaber up and deflecting one off? So, but, you know, at the same time, it's like, I'm in here in the meat of it. I'm like, I'm getting fucked up. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I have a blaster.
Maybe I should shoot a blaster. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, they don't even give you, like, a tip, like, hey, hard to reach enemies. Maybe like a tutorial. Nope. But the other part of it is, I think, and don't quote me because it's been a fucking minute, I think my weapon switch was like X. How come it's not my L and R?
I
want my L and R.
I agree.
So, I mean, there's certain games where the L and R don't make sense. But I'm like, that would make me, I'm sitting here with my hand, and I think in today's day and age, not just with me being old, but playing modern games, I got like this goddamn gorilla grip on the top.
Oh,
and I'm
dude, like, yeah.
I'm ready. I'm using all these fingers. It's like spirit fingers to fucking bring it on, you know. So, yeah, I kind of had a problem with that. It's like, or even, I don't know. To be honest, I'd have probably just been like, give me a level where all I got is a lightsaber. And give me a level where I don't want to have to even think about that.
Maybe we got it if we were fighting Darth Vader.
Maybe. Okay.
Another thing that really irritated me is it wasn't really a super irritation, but it was kind of cool at the same time. You don't get iframes whenever you switch weapons because the lightsaber literally goes away. I don't know if you saw that, if you noticed it or not. Whenever you hit the button, the lightsaber goes, it actually
shrinks. I didn't
pay
that much attention to it.
And it takes you a second to pull out the pistol.
Now,
the blaster.
I will say, too, I'm not going to hang it on here because I am playing it emulated on the SNES Mini, but I felt like it was just a few times. There was a little chugging going on. Nothing, you know, to write home about. But,
I didn't have any chugging on my emulator.
So here's my two big break-ins.
Okay.
My first one. I don't know that it's necessarily like a horrible thing, but if you ask me, if you summed up, George, what is, you played Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. What is this game about? This is exactly what I'm going to tell you. It's a game about double jumping. Like, it's like a whole game. All you're going to do is goddamn double jump.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I'm fucking enemies up worse with the lightsaber double jumping. I'm loving every minute of it.
Okay, which is a solid thing.
Yeah,
because whenever you double jump, you automatically do the tuck and roll with the lightsaber out. So you're automatically hitting enemies.
But you're like, hey, man, like, you know, what about, like, did you see a Tauntaun? Yeah, I seen that, but I double jumped about 6,000 fucking times. Like, I can't imagine a person who, like, speedruns this and you play on an actual Super Nintendo controller that there is no fucking color left on that button. It is worn out.
I'm 100% assuming that the speedrun, you don't even touch the Tauntaun. You are.
I don't know. You probably use it. It's just that, damn, it's like, double jump.
If you're using it, you're abusing the iframes because all you're doing is just running at that point.
Oh, yeah. It's a maybe a swap here and there, but there's no stop.
Yeah, it's a constant run.
Okay.
But now, whenever you're on the stage without the Tauntaun, it's all double jump because you're immediately attacking the entire time. Now, your other break it. Is this where the spots come
in? I'm going to get the spikes off my chest, and this is all I'm going to talk about. Okay. You give me fucking spikes. Spock death. Now, mind you, I think in the very first stage, I fell like 6 million feet. Looked like I fell off the goddamn, that little spire in Cloud City and landed on spikes. I get that. That's going to kill me. But then I hit the spikes, and it's like, it almost makes you feel like you can jump. Like, you hit them, and it's not like, oh, you're dead. It means immediately.
Yeah,
it's like you hit it, and it's like, okay, hit a button. Oh, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, all right, fuck this.
It's not that instant Mega Man death. It's that hit.
Okay, let's talk more about spikes that I don't like. So yeah, like, I hate that I can hit and you fuck with me. I mean, I've accepted death. But then also you get these goddamn spikes like in the fucking ice levels where they sprout up and hit you. Well, I'd rather have a fucking spike fall from the ceiling and hit me than I've got to dodge.
You don't want one to come up from the ball.
You know what? This
game,
now that I think about it, this game's a lot more like fucking No Escape than I'm thinking. Because you just have random shit that just fucking pops up. I don't like that. And okay.
You'd rather have a spike hit you from the head than the ass. I get it.
So, Yes. From the, I'd rather get hit in the rooter and not the tooter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't even know what fucking stage it is when you're in the goddamn cave.
It's either two or three. I can't remember. I think it's two. Because so, I think three, you go into the base.
I don't understand this, and this could be a me thing. But I don't fucking understand this for the love of my life. Okay, so I'm like, okay, double jump. And I hit this dude, and all of a sudden I fly up like 6,000 feet in fucking air into a little chamber where there's fucking spikes on each side. I'm like, okay, well, this is like a secret area. I'm like, well, why the fuck did I fly all the way up here? Like,
the force loop.
I did not use the goddamn force. And then it was like, it was several times as I'm going through this cave. I'm like, oh yeah, look, it's another time where I'm just flying the fuck up here to hit random spots that didn't necessarily kill you immediately. And I'm like, there was way too many chambers up there that mattered for nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? This is weird.
It's to give you a break.
Yeah, okay.
Because enemies didn't swarm you.
Okay, I don't accept that. That is a bullshit answer.
It probably is.
But I didn't care for it. I'm going to get two more beers. Do you have anything left on your heart for the break it?
Okay, the break it. For me, the last things that I really have on that break it is, like I said earlier about the enemies, is I love it because it's a get good game. They come from the fucking woodworks. They coming out of the forest, which on this they're jumping out of the snow. My biggest thing, though, is, why aren't the enemies, I guess, planetarily correct? Because I understand the probe droids. I understand the stormtroopers. I understand the fucking snowballs that are being thrown at you by the fucking Yetis. The fuck is there birds? That irritates me way more than it should. But during the entire movie of Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, is there ever fucking birds flying around?
You've got me. I'm typing something up right now. You've got me on something.
You
got
to Google this?
No, I'm not Googling this. You brought up a good fucking point. Continue on.
I'm a nerd at heart. I can't help it. Me and George have wrote technically one of the Fast and Furious movies.
Yes, we fucking
and then
have.
It fucking happened.
We have. And we got a goddamn crossover with Fast and the Furious.
And Triple X.
Yeah, Triple X. Xander Cage. And even possibly Chronicles of Riddick peppered in there.
With Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Like I said, we have a full scenario with that. But that just means it's all about Vin Diesel, just so you all know.
Make sure to email willisness@gmail.com if you'd like to purchase the script.
First, we need a ride.
We will sell it to you for $45,000.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I sell it to you right now for $10,000. Just because. With a 10% royalty if you ever make this a fucking movie or a franchise.
So, all these birds and shit, you just literally fucking tapped into, like, you... I was going to say you jacked in, but I don't want to talk about you jacking anything of mine.
You don't want to be coming on the Mind Palace in the brain?
Okay, so in the Star Wars, I can't even get this out. In the damn whole world of Star Wars and all the galaxies, how many different aliens and types, like, you're talking...
Hundreds, at minimum.
So I feel like... fucking... What was the name of the damn studios? Let me pull them back up here.
LucasArts.
No, I feel like Sculpted Software is like,
oh,
we're going to make a game. And it's going to be Star Wars. We're going to use lightsabers and shit. And then LucasArts comes through and says, let me see them sprites.
Yeah, that's it. And here comes LucasArts. Big Papa, what them sprites do, boy?
Yeah, and then they come in there and they're like, hey, we got a problem. And they're like, what? And they're like, we got 65,000 different Star Wars characters that have never been introduced to, like, you know, in the books, and they're like, well, we're going to put a shit ton of, and they're like, say no more. I think they crammed in, like, every goddamn breed of alien they've ever
thought. As much as they could,
yes.
Throw them in there.
And they're like, it's just going to be a whole gauntlet of fighting random goddamn Star Wars characters that probably have never appeared in any Star Wars fucking movie or any lore other than this guy.
I don't know. During the Senate, whenever they're doing their giant Congress, whenever Jar Jar Binks reveals his true forms as the master of the Siths, there's probably a lot of aliens in there that we haven't ever seen.
Right, right. Well, we've seen them first. I can guarantee they're probably in one of the Star Wars games.
But,
all right.
Yeah, that's it. For some reason, that irritated me way more than it fucking should, because you're on a desolate ice planet The fuck are they birds?
It looked like a goddamn...
it actually looked like
planet,
a...
It looked like a Planet Earth episode with all the damn wildlife in
there. Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous.
All right. I've got nothing left on Break It, Josh.
Last thing I have for Break It. It's a small one.
No, you come at me. You air your grievances. So this is a safe space to air your grievances.
This is not a safe space because we pick on each other.
Well, that's true. But go ahead and tell me anyway, fucker.
The option menu.
Okay.
Why couldn't I reconfigure my controls?
Okay. You're right.
It's just a minor thing.
Now, I will say that I like, instead of just having easy... Normal like and hard, it was like easy, brave, and Jedi. Okay, you got to use Jedi.
You have to use Jedi. And then that also plays into effect on the new Star Wars games now, which, by the way, you let me borrow Star Wars...
Skywalker Saga.
No, Survivor.
Oh, Survivor. Yes, I was going
to... I'm not touching the Lego shit. You can fuck off right on that.
Dude, the Lego one is really fucking good.
It is. I am not 100% in that bullshit. Like, that's not happening. That's going to be like a year of my life that I don't want to commit.
It's like a month or two. A couple months. Two, three.
I have a wife that is down. You know how much gaming I get in?
I don't know.
Like, 3 hours. This would be a year of my life to 100% that game.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
Maybe give me a year whenever she's back up and functional.
You can play as several different Siths.
You can.
There's probably like 14 different Siths.
I'm fine with that. That's what I want to do. I want to run around the entire world as either Darth Vader or Darth Maul.
Okay.
And wait, is Darth Ravenous in there?
I don't know. You got Grievous, the one that's got the...
Okay, Grievous would be fun to run
around. It's the damn... Whichever
he's
one.
The droid with
the four arms. Yeah, yes, yeah. You get
he
Grievous.
He would be fun to run around. Okay.
He's in there.
You may have sold me. I don't know yet.
You can get Boba Fett. You can get Jango Fett.
I'm fine with those.
You get the Baby Fett.
Baby Fett?
Well, in the prequels, you get Jango and then... Baby Boba.
Yeah.
So you can play as, I think, Baby Boba, and then you get Adult Boba.
Nah, fuck that.
There is too many fucking characters.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot. But, again, with the options menu, is I love the fact that you get Easy, Brave, Jedi, because that plays on to a lot of other Star Wars games.
But you couldn't button that.
But you couldn't button that because of the simple fact in Star Wars Survivor, the one that I'm playing now, which is a Dark Souls Get Good game, you have... Apprentice, Jedi, Master, and then Grandmaster. I love the fact that they keep on with that. The fuck was that?
I think it was a goddamn... The Force. There's a goddamn ghost in here.
But
Shadow people. Fuck.
But that's only at Carlex. But... Yeah, I like the fact that they keep that whole thing, but why didn't they give you button mapping? Because that would have made so much more sense in this game.
I don't know. All right, let's press on. Your grievances have been aired.
My grievances have been aired.
I've got several. It's a Star Wars title, so I've got several reviews. Yep. I can run through them.
Yep.
And then we got cross-charting, speed run. Yep. And before we rank, I've kind of got something to bring up that I feel like should be brought up for Star Wars games.
Okay.
Nothing major, but like it just kind of piques your interest.
Hang on. You saying nothing major. Is this going to piss me off?
No. No. You'll be able to participate, and you can make your list. It'll be different than mine, and you'll introduce stuff to me. It'll be a round table. It'll be an open door discussion.
Okay.
So here's the reviews. IGN met it with positive reviews, which is what we use for our top 100 list.
Yep.
Spoiler alert. It's on the top 100 list.
Okay. You saying that immediately made me think that they didn't put this on the top 100 list. I was about to go fight IGN.
So they gave it a 7.5 out of 10, which I would think you're ranking it in the top 75%. Roughly, just using that. Maybe not the correct way to do it. They praised the game's enhanced Mode 7 graphics, which we didn't bring up a whole lot, the Mode 7.
We didn't.
It's not great nowadays, but it probably helped stair-step into better stuff.
Yeah. But say Mode 7 is probably what made the still pictures look really good when they started animating.
So Electronics Gaming Monthly gave The Empire Strikes Back positive reviews. Knowing the game's graphics and sound, the reviewers praised the gameplay following the theme of the source material and having excellent cinematic displays. Probably when they reviewed this.
Yeah, good.
Although there was criticism of the controls, hard difficulty, and the large number of enemies that appear on screen. Valid. Like, they're not lying on any of that. Whether you like it or not, that all hit close to home.
Which is, again, where we're two different type of gamers. I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm not saying that it was bad, but they're not lying. You know, they're I'm giving the preaching emoji there, you know.
But at what point in time did you say, God damn it, there's so too many enemies?
I don't know. It was like right off the bat. Like, it didn't like stair step you in. It was just like, a ton of enemies. Like, I just keep coming. I was accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So, All Game gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Loved the soundtrack, voice effects, graphics and action scenes for being faithful to the film and giving praise to the password system or to the feature, making the game less frustrating. No.
That's due to Daddy Lucas.
But they give criticism to the game's blind jumps and cheap hits from enemies off the screen, concluding the game doesn't spoil the overall... But this doesn't spoil the overall greatness of the game. That is a good point. There was a lot of blind jumps.
There was.
There was sometimes when you're jumping, I'm like, oh shit, don't know if there's something I'm going to hit here or I'm going to fall 6,000
feet. And I have to say this, you are out of your mind saying that the password system does not save you. Could you imagine having to redo this game from the start you died?
What do you mean I said the password system doesn't save you?
Like the moment you said that, you went, bullshit. You stated something in there and said, bullshit, but it was right after the
password. Less frustrating.
Yeah.
It does make it less frustrating, but let's not act like it's just God's gift.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know that I could play it. Like, I mean, I don't know. I could see sitting down and playing this at one go, but, yo, it's a tough fucking game. So, like, at least it's not like a Terminator game where you fucking die, or I think it was... Nip Slip, where like you die and you start all the way back. So yes, that
Terminator
is.
Terminator did the same thing.
So thank God there is a password system, because this at once would fucking suck. So Super Gamer Magazine. So it says Super. It's a fucking Super Nintendo. It's Super Star Wars. It's got to be legit. Super Gamer.
Better give me a Super review.
Super Gamer Magazine gave the review review score of 85%. Saying it's reworked with new graphics, a bigger, harder, marginally better game. I guess they're referring to the original Star Wars, Super Star Wars. And the Mode 7 AT-AT attack is absolutely stunning. Not going to blame it, not so much nowadays.
No.
Power Unlimited gave it a score of 92%. Said it's identical to its predecessor, citing the challenge difficulty and the fun gameplay. I can't really remember the first one. Can't speak on behalf of that.
Didn't play the first one.
And then the big boys, young. Nintendo Power. They rated the game the fourth best Super Nintendo game in 1993. GamePro named it the best Super Nintendo game in 93. So the GamePro and
what came
Nintendo
out in
93
Power. That was better than this?
I would think there's probably a lot, in my opinion. They're like, I ain't saying this is a bad game. But I feel like 1993 probably had better fucking games than this. But of course, once again, people nowadays, if you're under the fucking age of 30, you've never been Star Wars starved. We were Star Wars starved during that time. So to begin to play the goddamn Jedi 20 years later.
But I'm also thinking of this, is what would be a better game in 93? Because... were they churning it? I mean, they were probably churning out games left and right.
I would think so, too.
Because it was a lot easier, maybe, back then. I don't know. I'm an ignorant with programming. I don't know how the fuck programming works.
Well, I'm just kind of okay. I just typed in 1993 Super Nintendo releases. Secret of Mana. Love that game.
Okay, yeah, I will have to say that's a number one.
Okay, this is just when I type it in on Google.
Yeah.
Here's the Super Bomberman. Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Dragon Warriors 1 and 2, Super Mario All-Stars, Secret of Mana, Star Fox, Battletoads, Arrow the Acrobat, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, we played Arrow the Acrobat, did we not?
No, I think we played something I thought was going to be Arrow the Acrobat, but it was different.
Okay, that's right.
I can't remember it. But I thought it was Arrow the Acrobat. That's what I thought it was.
It was Arrow Biz. We were so hyped to play in a platformer game, and we got a fucking simulation game.
Shadowrun, Aladdin.
Aladdin is solid.
Seventh Saga, ActRaiser, Lost Vikings.
I didn't play those.
Illusion of Time. Clay Fighter. I ain't a big Clay Fighter fan.
It was,
but there was Ari Lightfoot. So I don't know that I would say it was the fourth best. In today's day and age, I don't know that I would say that.
But I'll say just out of the ones that you gave me, Mario All Stars is probably going to be up there. Secret of Mana, of course. Maybe like I could see this in the top five during that time frame.
So in 2018, Complex did their list of top Super Nintendo games of all time, and they ranked it. They praised the game, said it was the best Star Wars game on Super Nintendo. They felt the game was the most difficult of the three games. I don't know, but we'll they ranked it out. Of all the Super Nintendo games, they ranked it number 20, which is grossly high. If you ask me, this is not a top 20 game. But that is grossly high. I did not go to look at the other one because you done lost my interest when you said it was number 20. It is ranked by IGN. We can go ahead and talk into that ranking if you want to right now.
Yeah.
I feel like it's... I don't know. Well, before we get to ranking on it, let me just bring this point up. This is the discussion. Okay. It's a Star Wars game.
Yep.
So you got all different types of Star Wars. And... I feel like there's a checklist to make fucking Star Wars games.
Yep.
Like, you can't make a Star Wars game and not have a goddamn lightsaber in it. You're gonna... Who wants to play that?
That's a check mark.
So, I'm just sitting here thinking of a checklist game. So, if you make a Star Wars game, you got the checklist. You gotta have some Jedis.
Yep.
You gotta have a fucking Darth Vader in there or some sort...
Some sort of Sith.
Yes.
Some sort of Sith.
You gotta have to goddamn fly around tops from AT-AT legs. You get that in here.
You gotta have a flying stage.
You've gotta have multiple flying stages. You gotta have a flying stage in space and then one on a planet, I feel like. Like, to me, that makes a successful one. But
I'm just gonna say flight for me. I'm just gonna say flight for me.
Somehow, even if it's just in the high scores, in today's, well, not so much today, but back then, putting yourself back here, like say you didn't have Jar Jar Binks, you didn't have no fucking Sith other really than Emperor and Vader.
Palpatine and Vader.
You know, so at this time, what are you gonna have? You gotta have goddamn Yoda in there, even if it's just on the high scores.
You gotta have another major Jedi. Yes,
I didn't get to beat the game, so you know, having Leia in there. I don't know. There's just like, even today, I feel like if you make a Star Wars game, there's a checklist of shit you gotta have. Today's day and age, I feel like you gotta be able to deflect bullets with your damn lightsaber. We've determined that we can do that.
That's
you gotta have force moves.
Yep.
You've gotta have space. I feel like in today's day and age, you have spaceship battles and
ground battles. Yeah, I agree with that. With today, and
kind of a first person shooter type thing. I don't know. But I feel like everybody may have a different checklist, but there's certain things you cannot make a goddamn Star Wars game without.
And
they checked a lot of the boxes in this
game. Missed too.
Well, I'm, there's probably more than that I've missed.
No, you missed too right out the gate.
What's that?
You gotta have the Star Wars music. You gotta have the rolling text.
That goes without saying.
You have to have those.
So, putting all this together, you know, and in today's day and age, like, if you made a game that, if you take Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, and you take the check boxes they made, and you say, I've got to make a new Star Wars game, and you don't use half those checks, it's not even a good Star Wars game. Yep. Like, I mean, yeah, it's kind of one of those, it's not a cookie cutter, it's kind of hard to fuck it up. It's like, it's kind of like making a Pokemon game, even if it's with the new Pokemon, or the old Pokemon, but, like, you still got to use the fucking Pokemon. Yep. Like, that's the whole base of the game. And they stay true to that.
To me, straight up, if you put a Star Wars game out there, which, sadly, I'm tearing down Outlaws. I don't know if you played that game.
Is that the new one?
That's the new one. There's no Jedis. You don't get to play as a single fucking Jedi whatsoever. Unless they're going to add that in. I don't know. But if there's no Jedis, that's immediate negative.
Okay, you're right.
That's immediate off. But I don't even care if I have to play as one. I want to find a character, an NPC that is one.
Okay.
Because Jedi Outlaws is all about being on the outskirts. You know, you're an outlaw. Right. You're a bounty hunter. You're a rogue. You're a scoundrel.
You don't care about nobody but you.
You're a nerve herder.
Yep.
You know.
Scruffy headed.
Yep. You're all that. But if you don't have that, if you don't have a single Jedi in there, and then also if you don't have the Star Wars logo or the rolling text or the music, can you even call yourself a Star Wars game at that point?
You got to have some Force powers. We got some of that. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah, I think literally you can make...
At that point...
Even though the new game that's out, you probably still enjoyed it a little bit, though, didn't you?
No.
None at all?
No.
Okay.
I tried to play it, and I was not a huge fan.
So before we get to this, then, let me go ahead and let's go ahead and knock out the IGN ranking.
Okay.
IGN has it ranked in the top 100. If you had to guess, where would you roughly put it? I gave you a hint. Somebody had it at 20. I said, that's out of their fucking mind.
Yeah, you said that was like...
IGN, I think, probably... I don't know. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know if it's...
You don't know if it's the top 100 for you?
I don't know. I don't know what other games is going to be there, but I've not just circled this and say, I know this is a top 100 game. I don't know that it is. It could be. I don't know how you feel about it.
For me right now, I know where I think my ranking is.
So, out of your top 100 SNES games, would it be in your top 100?
Yes.
Okay. Where would you put it at?
I'd probably put it around the 40 to 45 mark.
I feel like IGN...
As of right now.
I feel like IGN, if I have it in my top 100, probably has me there. Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, according to IGN, is the 91st. So here's the games that they said it's better than. Super Double Dragon, Super Turrigan 2, Adventures of Batman Robin, Top Gear, Street Fighter Alpha, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. I'm surprised it's over that. Yeah. Uniracers and Final Fight and Tiny Toon Adventures. The games that are better than it, and I'm just going to run through to 10.
Yeah.
And I can probably, this will probably help me because Blackthorn, I've never played it. That's number 9. That's the first one above. A lot of people love it. I believe I've got the game. I think it's the dude with kind of the purple long hair with the shotgun. that's all I remember it of. It got good animations, sprite animations from what I recall. Okay. Super Bomberman 2, love me fucking Bomberman. I'm a big Bomberman.
See, I love Bomberman, but I love Bomberman on the 64.
Okay.
I don't know if the SNES is going to hold me on it.
I'm victim to it. I borrowed it from my neighbor, and I never had nothing to play other than the other games I beat, so I burnt it up. That was the first like 4-player game with a multi-tap that I ever played.
Okay.
But... here's one. It's Hidden Gem at 88. Sunset Riders. I do think Sunset Riders is better than this game.
I will say that. I think Sunset Riders is a slightly better game.
So here's a gut check. So we're in this range, and IGN, you know, Stunt Race FX is 86. I don't know.
I played it, and...
You might be right. That one might be buff. But at 85, maybe. Would you say that Star Wars is better than Spider-Man Venom, Maximum Carnage? I'm kind of surprised that's that far down. Super Tennis, which is the most common Super Nintendo game I ever run into in the wild, is 84, which was pretty good. At number 83 is Super Star Wars. You got Killer Instinct. You got some Pilot Wings. So, I don't know.
So, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I already know sports games are going to be 100% biased at that point in time. Super Tecmo Bowl has a very, very great spot in my heart. It's going to be high regardless.
Oh, no, you're right.
NBA Live 95 is probably going to stay pretty high for me.
NBA Jam?
NBA Jam is going to stay very high for me. From there on...
It's just like my FIFA 94, International Soccer.
Yeah.
I'm jonesing for it.
Yeah. So that's all... And also your Capcom Soccer that you're saying is a banger of a game.
Mega Man Soccer.
Well, Mega Man Soccer.
Everybody hates this game, by the way.
Yeah.
I just watched a thing about worst Mega Man games ever. I think I might even watch a thing. It was the worst Super Nintendo games ever, and it was in the honorable mention. That is bullshit. It's a fucking fire game. I refuse. When we do it, I will not have it break it. There's nothing wrong with that goddamn game. There's nothing wrong with this game. There's nothing wrong with it.
But that's what I'm saying. Is everybody's going to be biased, and for me, I'm sorry. I don't want to be this person, but I am. I already tell you, in the top 25, my sports game is probably going to be Tecmo Bowl, Super Tecmo Bowl, NBA Live 95 and NBA Jam. Those are probably
any of those three. Would you rather play it over Super Star Wars?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I just you're right. That's a correct.
But answer. Also at the same time, like people who put in like Super Tennis above this.
Super Tennis is a solid game. I'm just going to say that.
I don't see that.
That was the first tennis game that was fun, in my opinion. But anyways.
See, my first tennis game that was fun is Mario Tennis.
Yeah. There wasn't no Mario Tennis then.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I got to do the judgment.
All right. So, we got to press on. Run a little long. Let's knock out some speed runs.
Okay.
Because I got another gut check question after we rank before we make predictions. Okay. And it's an honest because I don't know. And everybody's is different. And you can comment in and tell me which is your favorite.
Have we ever got comments yet?
Yes, a few. Nothing really.
They're telling us how horrible we are?
No, nobody's. We're not even worth calling us a piece of shit. All right. So we got any percent and Jedi any percent.
Jedi was the hardest level?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I fuck that.
Just so you know, in any percent of any level is a Chilean. There's only 7 people who speedrun this. You've got, ironically, you've got Sweden. It's universal. You got Sweden, Germany, I mean, USA, and Chile.
It is technically owned by Universal, sort of.
So, if you had to guess at any percent completing this, it was actually, the speed run was set 4 months ago. They beat a outstanding record that stood for 8 years.
Oh shit.
So I've got to shout out the dude that's held it for 8 years.
Yeah. It's gonna be something disgusting.
So you know, the guy that beat this, the guy that had it for 8 years, got beat by a guy who was 58 seconds quicker. Holy shit. He beat him by like almost a full minute. So, respect.
Yeah.
There's a comment here. I'm going to... So, the person who actually won this said, hey, there's an actual world record that is this guy that can be found on his Twitch channel. So, he is saying, this is a I'm number one, but there's a guy that's quicker.
There's
so
a dude that's... Okay. Good. Cool. Call him out. I appreciate it.
And, you know, ironically, the guy from 8 years ago has posted saying at the time there's another guy that's got the actual world record. But anyways, the difference between 8 years ago and the guy that did it 4 months ago is 2 seconds. He said this guy owns it at like so-and-so 58.
Yeah.
And then the guy that just said it says at 56.
But again, that's where all speedrunners are a different breed.
Yes. So give me a time. And
God damn it. How many levels was there?
I don't know. I didn't beat it all. So.
I can't remember either. Let's go with 45 minutes.
That's too much time.
Too much?
Yeah. You ain't crazy far off. Okay. It ain't like something. Nobody beat it in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was about to say, no one's beat it in less than 30. Then I'm going to say 42.
The fourth place person, who is a he, him, from NECA P-Plan. NESCAPEPIAN. It's Ness Capipian.
He's got sure.
PPE in his name.
Yep.
And they did it in 47 minutes and 9 seconds. That's fourth place. Third place is, oh my God. Come on, people. Get normal names. KEKUMANSHOYU. Kiki Man Show You.
Yep.
38 minutes, 33 seconds.
Where is he from?
Hawaii, USA.
So it's probably some type of Samoan.
You got to be Rock's cousin. I don't know where the Rock. He's probably from. Like
Dwayne Ohio. The Rock Johnson is Samoan.
But he's probably from Ohio.
Probably.
So the guy held it for 8 years. His name is BMAC_attack_64. BMAC_attack64.
Whoa, you couldn't be 69? You're lying. Get the fuck out of here.
No, he ain't fucking nobody's mom. Oh, you only okay, fuck a mom if you're 69.
Or it's.
So 8 years ago, he had the record for 7 years and 8 months at 38 minutes, 32 seconds. And a Chilean... ALNAK Alnak did it in 37 minutes, 40 seconds.
Okay.
there is only two speedruns on Jedi. And I appreciate Kukana Mancho, or whatever his name is second. The first place person, it says, is banned. So the Hawaiian is technically the second place person.
Who is technically first?
Well, he's second, but the first place person is banned. Not necessarily because of this game.
Yeah. Pause it.
So I don't necessarily know what banned this person, but it may or may not be this game, so I don't know. Maybe they were called as a cheater. Maybe they were just being toxic and got kicked off. But Kamana Shonyoyabjab, huh? The one from Hawaii, 6 years ago. These were both set 6 years ago. There's two of them. I appreciate you, brother. You turned it in. You may have owned this speed record for a fucking minute. And the comment is, I did it in under 8 hours. ..
I did this under 8 hours?
They speedrun Jedi any percent at 5 hours, 2 minutes, and 18 seconds. And then the banned person is TAVOTRON, Tavotron, from Chile. It last online a year ago, so it must have been banned. This was 6 years ago when he turned this in, or she. Banned a year ago, at least a year ago, because they were active a year ago.
Yeah.
They did it in 1 hour, 14 minutes, and 35 seconds. And the comment says, hard as rock, totally worth it.
So
I feel like you could take that two ways. Is, are you hard as a rock? I'm imagining this game is hard as a rock.
Yeah. Well, also on top of that, if they're banned, and if the dude beat it in 5 hours, and this person beats it in an hour...
Well, at the end of the day, I think you probably look at it is, why did the person get banned and we don't know that? Or do I care to even look at it? But obviously, if they're going to keep him in the first place position, there must have been zero issues.
Yeah, so. They may be under review or something like that, because for me to see you go from 5 hours to an hour... They could
have been in the community being toxic and kicked out. So it may not even been them being a cheater.
I don't see the community being toxic without a reasoning to...
I don't know many Chileans either.
But they're also speedrunners. Speedrunners live by a different code. They try to help each other out.
Well, perhaps.
So I think that dude was using an emulator that was shaving off seconds, maybe?
I don't think so. I think they would have took all of it down immediately. But I don't know that. I don't know that.
Maybe this one's still under review.
Maybe. You're correct.
How many, I don't know if you can look it up, but how many of speedruns have they done?
Yeah, I've actually got pulled up right here.
Are they on all 700 games?
No. 154th on Contra. Pepsi Man, 32nd. F-Zero. They're second on Mega Man X4 Challenge 1 HP. They're first in Mega Man X Challenge 1 HP. I'm guessing that's just one health point.
Yeah, it's one health point.
They're second on several of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. They're second on them, so we've definitely talked about them.
Yeah.
They own it on Super Star Wars. Click at it. They're in single digits on several of them. Super Star Wars, their first. Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, their first. They ain't got a crazy amount. So, I mean, it could be anything.
It could. It really could. But just throwing it up there from 5 hours to an hour, that is very...
Well, I'd say there's only two. So 5 hours is probably like me and you playing Pac-Man. Like, you're probably just not that good. You're just putting a track
down. Technically, we are number one.
Yes.
Because we completed the fucking game.
That's it. That's exactly what I think it is. All right, so we're going to jump into price chart, and we're going to power through. We're going to trudge on. Loose copy of this, Josh. I can tell you the highest that it's ever been ranked, and I can tell you the lowest.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. Me, personally, with the full game that I played and had fun with, I'd give you about $15 for this. For a loose cart?
No, there's several of them here. I don't want to say which one is the absolute lowest. The lowest that I see here was in late 2009.
Okay.
And the low, and it could be a little lower than that, but it was
tragic. Again, it's a draft.
Yeah, and I've got fat sausage fingers.
Yeah.
$2.50. So that was in 2009, so that's been a minute ago.
Yep.
And then obviously, in 2022, it spiked.
Yep.
The highest it's ever spiked.
What's the high?
Well, this really puts me in a box if I tell you the high. The highest that it ever has been since 2008 that I show is $20 even. So you're between $2 and $20.
I'm still comfortable with 15 at that point.
Loose price is $14.52.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say, that's solid.
I've seen this. So a lot of times I'll just go to eBay and type in CIB to get a clear picture of the back.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these guys will take better pictures in other places. So yeah. I don't want to read repro boxes. I want the actual box. So I did kind of see this. And I would fuck with this completed box. Complete unbox. What do you think this would be?
Okay, you.
So you know I'm cheap. So
yeah,
that's another.
Okay, you'd fuck with
two sales per week.
You fuck with this in complete unbox.
By the way, the $14.52, they track it at one sale a day. It's up about 27 cents.
Okay.
Complete unbox, two sales per week, and a brand new one. So there must be plenty because one sales per month.
Oh shit.
Okay, the box price is $25.56.
It is Star Wars, yes. Too, on top of that. So this was probably mass fucking produced.
Box only is $25.56.
Okay.
Manual is $11.99. Okay. So just call it 25 and 12.
Yeah.
That'd be roughly about $37.
Yeah, I was going to say, CIV. That you would fuck with. I'm assuming
$40.03.
Yeah.
A brand new one.
Now, is that shipping included? Or is that just...
That's right. Just what it tells. I seen one today, the one I was using as...
Or an example?
When I was doing the example to print the screenshot, the back of the box was like $37.99. I don't know if it was free shipping or not.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn, like that ain't too bad.
That's not too bad.
For any damn
game. Yeah.
I've bought worse games for more, you know, just say it.
Yeah.
New price.
Okay, new price. I'm going to say...
Are you going to stay true to your...
Yeah, I think this one follows the true math right now. So I'm going to go 125, roughly.
New price. It's up 3 cents, according to price charting. Is $137.54.
Okay, so
pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that is very reasonable.
At the end of the day, it's $14.50. We'll call it $15 for argument's
sake. Yeah.
Let's call it $14. I got this cartridge right here for $14, or I'll give you $7 cash. Which do you take?
I'm actually keeping the cart on this one.
I would keep the cart too. I don't know that it's necessarily there's other games I think for $14 that's probably more fun than this, but it's Star Wars, there's nostalgia.
That's the thing. It's a Star Wars name brand, and it was fun. It was interesting.
All right, so I think I'm putting it in here.
Are you typing yours in right now?
Yeah.
So I know where mine's going.
So Josh, here's your ranking. Mm-hmm. Captain Commando, number one. Yep. Kirby Superstar, number two. Yep. Rocko's Modern Life, number three. Artie Lightfoot, number four.
Yep.
I'm going to go on a wild guess that Artie Lightfoot and Rocko's Modern Life is worse than Superstar Wars.
So,
okay. So, here's a good gut check, man. So, you got Kirby. I know you kind of like Kirby. And you got Captain Commando.
The little pink fuck that sucks off
everything. I'm interested to see where you're at. Now that I'm looking at your list here, I'm feeling better about mine. Captain Commando.
What does
Kirby,
that mean?
I was worried that I was like going to be off. Never mind. You just tell me what you do. You
okay? So you got Captain Commando.
Yep. Captain Kirby, Rocko, and Artie.
Yep. This is automatically better than the bottom two.
Yes, I agree.
This is 100% better.
You're 100% correct.
Kirby was fun. Captain Commando was fun. I like Captain Commando due to the way everything works out and all that. I like the fact that you had different characters. You can keep going. I like the fact that you could do a bunch of different things. Kirby was fun for what it was, but it was too easy for me. Mm-hmm. I'm putting Star Wars number one.
Ah, that is bold, son. That is bold.
God dang it. What do you want?
Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Hello?
Hang on one second. Hi. I'm putting it in. All right. I feel better about myself. I've got Kirby Superstar, number one, Captain Commando, number two, which I might go back on this. I don't know. I got Rocko's Modern Life and Artie Lightfoot. I agree 100%. Artie Lightfoot is a way worse game. Rocko's Modern Life is a way worse game. The question is, where does it fall with Kirby Superstar and Captain Commando? I think where I'm going to put this one is... The problem is I got Kirby at number one, and I do agree that that's probably a game that's too easy. And I got... You got a game like Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back that's probably too hard for me personally. And then you got Captain Commando. Me personally, I'd rather play Kirby Superstar, number one still. Number two is Captain Commando. I'm putting Super Star Wars Empire Strikes Back at number three. Maybe not. I feel pretty good about that, to be honest. I had more fun playing either one of those games than that. Josh had to step out for a second. He's back. I've got Super Star Wars as number three.
I heard you. Yeah. All right. I think that's completely asinine, but...
Okay, fair enough. All right, so before we make our predictions real quick, this is just a curious question that I have. Because I have mine, and it's not even... I can't defend it being the best game. What's your favorite Star Wars game? I mean, I know...
Out of all of them?
Out of any Star Wars game you ever play... What's your favorite one?
My favorite one
And you can ask 100 people, and I bet they got 100 different
games. Oh, yeah, 100%. So, my favorite one was whenever I got to play as Mace Windu. Whatever that one I was talking about earlier. I can't remember what it was.
I want to think it's Jedi Power Battles, but it could be.
I don't know. But I like the fact that every different Jedi had a different special ability. I remember Mace Windu's 100% because purple's my favorite color. I got to play as him. His ability was that he used Shatterpoint. That was his ability, which means he could dodge a little bit better. And he also was the only one that could throw his lightsaber and it would boomerang back around to him.
Okay.
That is my favorite.
Me personally, because it blew my mind at the time, and I know people shit on this game now, but I appreciate it because I got a new story for a Star Wars game, and it was the first game that I played that had that. Was I loved the Nintendo 64 Shadows of the Empire. It was, I think, one of the launch games.
That was number two for me. That's so a solid
you
one.
Had, I think his name was Dash Rendar.
Yep.
And you had the major stuff happening, but while like Luke and him are flying off from Hoth, Dash is trying to like clear the base and all that.
Yep.
And even though I know it doesn't hold up well now, I've not played it in damn 25 years.
Yep.
I'm scared to go back and play that game because I just had nothing. I remember getting to Sarlacc pits.
Yep.
It checked a lot of the boxes.
Yep.
And it was like I kind of got the Star Wars story with a little bit behind the scenes. And I appreciated that.
Number three would be Battlefront 2 for the 64.
What Battlefront 2, that wasn't 64, was it? That was...
Oh, no, Battlefront, my bad. Battlefront.
I don't know that Battlefront was
64. Yeah, there was a Battlefront for 64, I think.
I remember I played Battlefront. And you could be right. My first Battlefront was... I think Xbox is what it was.
There was a one for that.
There was a good flying one. For GameCube. I can't remember what it was.
Star Wars Battlefront with this.
No, that's Shadows of the Empire.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Pod Racer was pretty good, too.
Pod Racer was fun. There was also Road Squadron and Battle of Naboo.
I guess.
Shadow of the Empire was the one where you got the jetpack, right? Where you could jump for 20 stages, like.
I think there was a jetpack in that. Now, there was different ones where you were playing inside a ship. You were
third-person
shooter. Yeah.
Never mind. I completely fucked that up. But, yeah.
All right.
No, yeah, 100%. That was a solid game.
So, the arcade game, I will agree with you, though, was fucking fire.
It's a banger. Right. You need to buy it, regardless of electrocution or not.
I don't know. All right, so... when I think of that, I think of the damn black dude in... the Green Mall that gets electrocuted. The one they put in the electric chair.
Without the...
Yes. That's what would happen to me if I bought this fucking game.
I think of Home Alone, the sticky bandits.
Yeah, I know. I can see the skull. The hair stuck out.
That's what I see.
All right. So, predictions for next week. We'll make it pretty short. I don't know where I'm at on a prediction,
John. Dude, I've got no idea. We're all over this place.
I'm going to go back to say it's a game based off a movie, I guess.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Okay, well, I guess we're just...
Yeah, I was going to say it's a game based off of an existing franchise.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up. We went long. We'll come back at you next week. Might be 2 weeks. We kind of got some stuff going on, but we're going to try our best to get another one out next week.
Hopefully, we can come back tomorrow. Or next week, I mean.
All right. Peace out, guys.
See ya.